There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good morning. Welcome to Follow the Money. Mitch and Paul are off for today, so look who it is. Dave Ross along with the King, Sean King, the King of VSiN right here. And of course, former Super Bowl champion quarterback and a star at Tulane. Going to talk all things college football. Can't wait to talk about your boys. We'll talk about what happened last night. But what a roll call, Sean, we get as Mitch and Paulie get a nice three-day weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. A big weekend ahead of us. I mean, boy, it seems like this year has just gone by so fast. I mean, we're almost, you know, in the last leg of the college football season. The World Series starts today. I mean, what a time to be alive.
I always say this, and who would know better than you? When you're in the NFL season, it just feels like you blink and you're in week eight, right? I mean, you know this as a player for so many years. There's no like, oh, yeah, we got to ease our way into this thing. You wake up week eight like the Buccaneers today. They're waking up 3-5.
Yeah, speaking of blinking, Dave, I think some of these guys might have blinked and got old. You know, it's funny. Oh. Father Time doesn't give you a two-week notice. You know, he doesn't tell you got 30 days to – pack your stuff up and get some severance pay and find another job. He just shows up one day and you are old. And I think we're witnessing that happen to the greatest quarterback, I think, to ever play the game of football. There's a part of me, Dave, that really wishes Tom Brady would have just rolled off into retirement.
Really?
Yeah, because of how much success he had. Threw for 5,000 yards, 40 touchdowns almost last year. I would much rather remember him in that light, then a guy that's struggling to push the ball down the field, who's never been mobile, but now it's getting exposed.
But the numbers didn't look terrible. Yeah. I just gave you the numbers, Sean, right? I said 26 of 44, 325 and a tutty, 22 points.
See,
right?
Dave, you're doing a show with someone who has a very, what I call, trained eye.
Uh-huh.
So I don't even look at statistics.
Oh, you're looking...
Statistics lie in professional sports. Now,
Jay-Z said numbers don't lie.
Yeah, that's when you're talking about how much is in your bank account and what you are actually worth. But when it comes to professional sports, you can pad the stats at times.
All right, we're going to get into that game right now. But I do want to tell you about who we have in the lineup here for the next 3 hours because it's a pretty darn good one here. We're going to have Anthony Curtis join us at the top of the next hour. Who's Anthony Curtis? He's the guy that helps out Mattress Mack. making all of those huge bets. And right now, Mattress Mack is sitting on arguably the biggest payday in the history of sports betting if the Stros can win the World Series against the Phillies. So I can't wait to talk to Anthony to see if he's the guy that said, you know what, we need to load up on the Stros before the season.
I just want to ask Anthony, if he hits this, is he even?
We'll get into that with Anthony at the top of hour number two. We're going to have Rick Spielman join us as well in hour number two, of course, former GM of the Minnesota Vikings. You know, the Vikings are one of those quiet teams, Sean, that nobody really talks about. So I can't wait to get Rick's thoughts, your thoughts, as just how good this team is. We know all the struggles with the Packers, but really, who are the Vikings? And we'll find out how they look here coming off some time off and if they can really keep this thing going and maybe if that race is already over.
The interesting thing, and I really want to hear Rick's opinion on this, is how much of the disinterest as it pertains to the Minnesota Vikings is because of Kirk Cousins' record in primetime situations.
Well, you know what they call him, or I like to call him, 1 o'clock Kirk.
Yeah.
1 o'clock Kirk is like, that's a guy you can bet on.
Right. So
primetime Kirk.
As you project to playoffs, you know, key games down the stretch, his record is one that, you know, and it's fascinating because as good as Tom Brady has been,
yeah,
his primetime record, I think it was 2-10 against the spread coming into last night's game. So that pushed him to 2-11.
Tom Brady in primetime?
Yes, which is fascinating.
That is.
That's ATS, though, not straight up.
Okay. I'm going to have Greg Olson, former major leaguer, join us at the beginning of hour number three. I cannot wait to get Greg's thoughts. Obviously, in the World Series, as you mentioned, Sean, beginning today in earnest with game one between the Stros and the Phillies. We'll get his thoughts. And Barrett Saleh is going to join us. Saleh, rather, is going to join us at the in hour number three as well to talk all things college football there. So we got you covered pillar to post here for the next 3 hours. Let's get back to it because, you know what, we were talking before the show and we're like, save it for the show. Let's just save this conversation for the show because you want to make sure they're fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear what you say. And I mean, I'm not going to argue with a guy that won a Super Bowl, right? You know.
Well, the truth doesn't have emotion. So this is the misperception. Okay. There is no such thing as arguing if truth is answered with truth. Sometimes there are multiple truths that exist when you're evaluating or looking at one common thing.
So here's what I say about Father Time. As we know, it is undefeated. 45 years young,
he's
Tom
old.
Brady. But like you just mentioned it, the dude last year at 44 was up for MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it all there. Social media is social media. But am I ready just to say, all right, this is it. It's over. Like he really is done. He's cooked. This is the last rock. Because I think the epitaph of Tom Brady has been written how many times over now? Right? I mean, I think you go back at 36 and 38 and 40 and 42. There always seems to be this lull. And then it's like, you know, there's always like sets you up for the great comeback. Is there one more comeback for Tom Terrific?
No.
This, you really do not.
No,
you
and
really
it doesn't,
think this
it
is,
doesn't alter or change anything that he's done.
Right.
I mean, 7 Super Bowl championships, I think it's what, 3 MVPs, 4 or 5, I think, Super Bowl MVPs. Sorry for not doing the exact. I mean, it doesn't change any of that.
No.
It's just he got old. Listen, Ben Roethlisberger got old. Peyton Manning got old. Like, Peyton wasn't Peyton when they won that Super Bowl with the Broncos, but Peyton walked away on top.
Peyton couldn't walk.
Peyton was Tom Brady 2 years ago when the Bucs won a Super Bowl, and he walked away. Now, he wasn't playing at the level Tom was.
Right.
But he knew Father Time was calling. Look at Drew Brees.
Mm. He couldn't throw the football.
All right, but nobody's going to remember the last year and a half of Drew Brees. They're going to remember the great things he did over his career in its entirety.
Yeah, and there's just so much other noise around Brady that's so un-Brady-like because this is a guy that felt like it was insulated. It was all about football, right? And then when you start to lose, all the other stuff happens. The personal life, the Giselle stuff, the not practicing on Wednesdays. Where was he, you know, right before the season started when he took that inexplicable time off? As you know, you never do that as you're getting ready to start off a season, right? And then they're looking at him. He looks different. Like all of these things that we're all trying to go, what in the world is going on with Tom Brady? Maybe this just, you reach the end of the road and this could really start to be it.
And what's fascinating is Tom Brady's not the reason the Bucs are losing, in my opinion.
Mm.
Bucs are losing. They got too many rich guys. In professional sports, mm-hmm. in the team arena, you have to have a mixture, Dave, of guys that have gotten paid but haven't won a championship, guys that are trying to get paid and guys that are so young, they're just trying to prove they deserve to be in the league. When you get that mixture, which is the mixture the Bucks had 2 years ago, everybody approaches their job requirement and responsibility differently. In a situation like Tampa, where 85% of the guys have already gotten paid, already have a championship, it's very hard for everybody to be self-motivated. And it's unfortunate because you have such a limited amount of time where you can participate in professional sports. It's just the lay of the land. I mean, a decade in a professional league is a long time. And, you know, still, they have too many rich guys, and they play like it.
What did Mick say to Rock before he fought Mr. T, Clubber Lang? The worst thing that happened to you, kid, you got civilized.
That's right.
Right? And, like, now you got made men everywhere. When you, you know,
Marvin Hagler said it's hard to get out of silk sheets and go run at 5 in the morning. It's a real thing, and it's happening and materializing before our eyes this year in the form of the 2022 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Could that not be up for quote of a lifetime by the Marvelous One?
It's great.
I mean, think about what that context is. So Leonard Fournette was hungry. Mike Evans, these guys wanted to win. They hadn't won anything. Brady comes down to Tampa. Year one, you win it. Everybody gets paid.
Yeah.
And then you're like, dude, this is life's pretty good.
Start calling it Title Town. Lightning won back to back. Now look at the Lightning.
Yeah. But at least they made a run for three, which is
same. They have the same issue, old and rich.
That's it. Which is not a bad place to be.
No, everybody trying to get there. I'm not hating at all.
So let's flip the script very quickly here and look at the Ravens side of things here. Because, you know, ironically, I thought before the game last night, the game was actually more important to me to the Ravens. The reason why I say that is, and we'll find out if there's another hurrah for Tom Brady and company. They're just in a division, let's be honest, in the NFC South. It's just not good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we heard about the news of Ja'Marr Chase being out for a potentially long period of time for the Bengals, but I really thought the Ravens would be in the tougher of the divisions going forward, and it might be more important for them to get off on the good foot. Hey, they flipped the narrative too, right? They lose the first half. If you bet the Ravens first half, which is like there's no locks in sports, that felt like a lock. That did not cash last night. They were down 10-3. At the half. Second half Ravens, you want to fade second half Ravens. No, not last night. Last night they flip it and they get that 27-22 win. Now look at the win total now all of a sudden. 11? So it's a 5-win team right now. I think what that tells you is the betting market still trusts the Ravens. Do you really trust the Brownies? You see them at 7. Steelers, sorry Mike Tomlin, this might be the first losing season. And there are the Bengals, which could be interesting now without Ja'Marr Chase for a significant amount of time. I'm not saying that they're going to run away with this thing now, but you got to really like where you're sitting now with the Panthers, Jags, Broncos, Steelers, Browns. That feels like a very Falcons, very manageable schedule going forward.
Yeah, and if you have futures tickets on the Ravens, you feel pretty good where you sit, as you mentioned. I think the bigger storyline from that game, we knew coming into the year J.K. Dobbins was coming back from injury, that this probably wasn't going to be him in his prime.
Right.
But I looked at their group of pass catchers and was underwhelmed. And I think Mark Andrews' injury and the fact that they finally figured out and remembered that Isaiah Lively, rookie tight end, excellent player from Coastal Carolina, is on the squad. Also, DeMarcus Robinson surfaced. Now you go into the rest of the season with Rashad Bateman, DeMarcus Robinson, Isaiah Lively, and eventually Mark Andrews back. So to me, if they can get those four guys to contribute like they did last night, they'll be dangerous.
Great stuff, Sean. Just getting it started here. Want to remind you, of course, that basketball season has tipped off last week. So, again, go to BetRivers Online Sportsbook. It's the place to go for all the latest odds, lines, unique promotions, weekly same-game parlays. Place three or more same-game parlays each week to receive a free $10 basketball bet during the months of October and November. So go to BetRivers.com, download the BetRivers app today. It is literally a whole new ball game. When we come back, Sean, win some, lose some. We'll see how you did, how the people did. Come on back. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Win some, lose some, presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Bacardi Spiced Rum, blended with natural flavors and spices for a bold yet smooth taste. Please drink responsibly.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Dave Ross, Sean King in for Paulie and Mitch today. Win some, lose some here. I love that open, by the way. It's fantastic. You know, I love when people say on Twitter, some people were saying that the Thunder are a lot better than people might realize in the Western Conference. If you had the Thunder money line against the Clips, man, did you win some last night. Did you see this coming? Plus 210.
Well, please explain to me how in the world Kawhi Leonard is load managing in game five.
I don't.
And it's why I don't. I'm not a big fan of his. But also say this. When is the NBA not known how to tank? Like, aren't Oklahoma City, Utah, and San Antonio supposed to be trying to tank for the most balls in the lottery? Like, they're winning all these games. Stop it.
Like, can you tell? Because I was thinking the same thing. What are you guys doing? You're hurting your self-interest. Didn't you guys see Major League? They take off an article of clothing of the owner before they sell the team?
Yeah, I do like Shea, though. Really, really good guard there for the Thunder.
Pretty darn good. Win some last night. We talked about the Ravens, their big win last night down there in the Sombrero against Tampa Bay, plus $1.05. What was weird to me was the line move, because you saw earlier in the week that the Ravens were favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Then it flipped all the way. We get plus money, plus $1.05. That ticket cashes for you.
Yeah, I just think this shows that the Bucks are cooked. But that turkey been in the oven too long.
I'm not ready to write their epitaph yet.
Go ahead and get you a piece of paper and a pen, Dave Ross. This one's over.
If you had playoff Lenny last night to score the first tutty of the game, 8-1. Okay, they don't win, but you cash that ticket.
Yeah, I may or may not have had Mike Evans score the first touchdown of the game, and Brady airmailed it. Come on, Tom, terrific.
We might get to that, I think, later on in this segment. This is something that Mitch has been on, if you've been watching and listening to Follow the Money religiously, and you should. Oilers to score a goal in the first 10 minutes, that goes to 8-0 on the young season. Did Puck Stradamus see that?
Oh, yeah, Kane's recital and Connor McJesus. I mean, they're talented. That first line.
What'd you call him?
Connor McJesus. Hey, man. He's God on ice skates. I mean, they're really good on offense. I love it. Mitch was on to something. He was ahead of the trend. Hopefully, he's cashed. And me, I'm the kind of person, I listen, I learn. So now I'm with you, Mitch. I'm with you.
I might steal that one. That's a pretty good moniker right there. Flyers, you know what? I'm kind of getting tired of Philadelphia, the city, just combined with the Phillies and the Eagles undefeated. And now the Flyers are cashing plus $1.85 against the Panthers.
Yeah, I had them as a big favorite the other day when they beat the Lightning down in Tampa. So this Flyers team is
are they good?
Turning some heads.
Are they legit?
I don't know if it's sustainable, but they're better than they were last year. And as an organization, professional sports, that's all you can ask for.
Philadelphia shouldn't have this many nice things at the same time. Canadiens money line against the Sabres. Those are my two favorite teams going up in upstate New York. Because Les Habitants, You know, right? So the Habs get that nice, juicy plus $1.60 against the Sabres.
Yeah, I just think some of these lines are out of whack. Like, how are we in the first 2 weeks of the hockey season and we got it was even a $5 favorite that lost the other day? Come on, sports books, come on. Stop making these lines so big.
But that's where you can get them early, right? They're going to adjust.
It is.
The books are going
to
adjust,
they're trying to
people.
Take away the all-favorite parlay, but they're getting hit in the back of the head when it comes to these big dogs.
And another one last night with the Sharks taking a bite out of the Leafs. I saw somebody actually tweet out, are the Leafs bad? Like, plus $1.85 for San Jose.
I actually went to the game the other night courtesy of Derek Stevens and Derek Banks here at Circa, sat right there on the glass. And I'll say this, I think old Austin nightlife impacting his day life. He looked like he had been to the Raiders game Sunday and maybe hit a couple spots in Vegas. He was lethargic, had no energy. Same thing with their goalie. So maybe there's some internal issues in Toronto that we don't know about.
And that's what people always actually into handicaps. When you come out to Vegas sometimes, maybe, you know, the sport du jour that you're playing.
And they got here Saturday and didn't play until Monday night.
Oh, wow. So that'll do it for this edition of Win Some, but we do have some Lose Some that we're going to get to. And I believe, oh man, get that hokey high. Hey, my cousin Kent texted me last night. He's like, this is going to be the win for the Brent Pry era to really get things going in Blacksburg. Big lead, second half. Can't hold it. Now they cover the number easily, but they lose by one down there in Raleigh.
Yeah, but I mean, good teams win, great teams cover. So if I got a Hokies ticket here, I was much more happy with them covering and losing.
You never had to sweat it.
Yeah, you did it. Plus, I mean, NC State, two touchdowns and no O'Leary, no shot.
Freshman quarterback. How about if you had the under? And by the way, I always go like, what decade is this when you're seeing like pro totals in the 30s? Really low total last night with Southern Miss and Louisiana. You never really had a shot, even though the number went your what you thought was your way, closing line value, if you had it at 43.5, goes down to 43, and never really had a shot.
Well, I know a lot of people that are happy to get closing line value. What I like to do is cash tickets. And unless there was some kind of monsoon or hurricane or something coming through Hattiesburg, a total in the low 40s for a college primetime game, nah, I'll pass.
So that, that was definitely a big-time loss there. You had mentioned that Mike Evans, you had a ticket on Evans to get that first touchdown. He was plus 750. So I think that would constitute a bad beat. For those that didn't see it, and we do not have NFL rights to show you the play.
Oh, my goodness.
So apparently, as it was described to me, because I actually missed it live when it happened. Apparently, Brady missed it live when it happened, too.
Yeah.
Because it was a defensive holding. So Brady's got a free shot at Evans, who is broken free in the back of the end zone. You can just back shoulder throw this thing. And it's an easy tutty, and you cash the 750.
Yeah, Dave, I was out doing the good Lord's work here in the Vegas community, calling the local high school
That's awesome.
Game. Shout out to Spring Valley High. They advanced through the second round of the NIAA playoffs. And I was explaining this after the game as I asked and had a conversation with what tickets I had. Wow, you're going to be upset when you see how Brady missed Mike.
Were you upset?
Appalled.
Appalled?
Yeah, obviously Brady knew that. There are guys in Vegas that had Mike Evans, first touchdown. But the guys that had Lenny Fournette, first touchdown tickets, I think, got to him.
Just give one a playoff Lenny here.
And then Lenny missed his chance on second and goal. He ran down there. Well, go ahead and throw back shoulder, throw to Mike Evans. Come on, Brady.
Mavs and Nets. Oh, boy. Now, this is a tough one in a couple different ways. If you had the under 225.5, what's your fear? What's the enemy?
Overtime, absolutely.
So the overtime number, when it went to overtime, as long as it didn't go to overtime, you're going to win this until it goes to overtime. And then kind of the double bad beat is if you had Brooklyn plus the 3, they lose by 4 in overtime.
Well, I'll say this. One person you can't be mad at is Ben Simmons, because as Charles Barkley said, he had a nice triple single last night. He wasn't the reason the game went over.
What's going on with that guy? I know you're not supposed to be able to ask those type of questions about Ben
Brooklyn's
Simmons.
Brooklyn's dysfunctional. I mean, Kyrie took 31 shots last night.
Kyrie was yelling at Ben in the night before, shoot it, Ben!
Yeah, he took his own advice.
It did not go well. Those would certainly be your bad beats of the day. And I believe producer Dan Miller, do we have, I believe, some videos that we might be able to show here? Oh, we do. Now, what's the first video du jour? Because I know the guys always have something cooked up behind the glass for us. These are cats, synchronized licking cats. For those that can't see, this is our best description of it, Sean.
I felt like this yesterday. I just left Wendy's. I was headed to the high school game, and I felt like I had ketchup in my beard, and that was me. Trying to get any remnants of ketchup out of my beard.
Is it like a VEASAN thing that we have to have beards? Because almost all the town, as they call us.
I'm trying to, you know, cover up the fact that I don't have hair on the top of my head. I don't know what your reasoning is.
Yeah, I don't have a reason. I will say that it does look like those cats are doing exactly what you were trying to do. Whatever they had in there.
The kibbles and bits was really hitting. They're trying to get the last little bit.
And then they finished at the exact same time.
Synchronized licking.
I believe we have a dog. And this dog, because you know what mailmen fear the most?
Yeah, obviously the mailman has a relationship with this dog. Because if I was a mailman and your dog ran up to me, I mean, I'm not opening the door.
By the way, that's a great IG handle, Good Boy Boone. So this dog, if you can't see it, has got a shirt on. I always find that interesting, owners that clothe their dogs and their pets in general. It did not attack in the best sense of the form of tack. This mailman, but he grabbed the mail from the mailman.
It looks like
in his
he
mouth.
Does this daily. Like, this is his one chore. You know how you get your kids chores?
Yeah.
I think the dogs is to go get the mail.
It's good to see that, you know.
That tail's wagging. I mean, that's a sign of excitement. He's fired up.
I'm just glad that, like, this is a happy ending story of, like, mailmen and dogs getting along.
Yeah, doesn't happen a lot.
No, because I think most mailmen would be like, dude, get the hell away from me. So good on that dog. And those synchronized cats. Of course, Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Please drink responsibly. Great stuff from the boys in the back getting those videos together because it always just makes me feel a little bit happier. As I mentioned, we do have a great show. We're going to have Anthony Curtis join us at the top of the hour again. For those that know the legend that is Mattress Mack, he is the financial advisor for Mattress Mack. Like, I guess he'd be the guy to say, hey, this is a good wager. This is not a good wager. Let me help you manage your money.
Yeah, I'm just telling Hell Mac to send us the money, and we'll manage it for
you. We'll help you manage it.
Yep.
That's going to come up at the top of the hour. And again, in hour number two, we're going to have Rick Spielman, the former GM of the Minnesota Vikings, join us as well. Come on back. Just getting it started here on a Friday. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Sign up now. Get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl, which includes our Pro Picks daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, Pro Tools like our exclusive betting splits, Pro Tips with actionable insights to help up your betting games. We got deep dives daily into the NBA, NHL, and the World Series, which begins today. Plus, our upcoming college basketball, College Bowl, and Super Bowl betting guides. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to get your $99 midseason special today. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Back alongside the King, Sean King. I am Dave Ross here as we continue in for Paulie and Mitch today on a Friday. It is the World Series. We are getting ready to embark on game number one here today as the boys from the City of Brotherly Shove go to H-Town to take on the Stros. We can understand why the Astros obviously are the betting favorite in this series. What I did find interesting is what manager Rob Thompson is doing, which is I'm not going to go with Zach Wheeler in game one. I'm going to go with Aaron Nola in game one. Now, look, old school me, and nobody plays old school baseball anymore, so I get it. Back in the day, you could get potentially in a seven-game series, three starts from your ace, right? 1-4-7. Nobody does that anymore, right? We all go to bullpens, blah, blah, blah. Do you think this is a good strategy that you go, you know what, I'll keep my ace in the hole for game two in H-Town, and I'll have Nola against Verlander in game one. Phillies here, game one, about plus $1.40 underdog. Stros minus $1.65.
Well, I think it's smart because you always run the risk when Verlander's on the mound that he goes, you know, 7-1-2-hit ball, and you don't want Wheeler to go 7-3-hit-1-run ball and
burn
him, you know, where you can bring him back against Framber or one of those guys and have an advantage. So I like it. Nola's been pitching excellent in the World Series. I think this is going to be a phenomenal series. Houston has been dominant. I guess when you don't lose a game in the baseball playoffs leading up to now, it's pretty impressive. But I'll say this. But the way Bryce Harper's hitting the baseball, and by the way, Rhys Hoskins is my favorite hitter in baseball. Like his attitude, his energy after he puts one in the bleachers. And you still got Schwarber sitting there and Castellanos. I mean, Philly's live in this series. If their middle of the bullpen can hold up, because you know, the two guys at the back end have been good, and their defense doesn't let them down, I think this goes 6 or 7. And the one thing we have not seen with this Astros team in 2022 is them have to face real adversity.
Right.
You know, when you win 3-0, 4-0, you're cruising. I mean, they're playing from the lead.
Yeah.
Can they play in a series that's 2-2 when there's a lot of tension, a lot of stress?
White knuckles.
Yeah, now I'll say this. I'm a Tampa Bay Rays fan, so I'm still a little bitter that they beat us in the ALCS and they found out they were cheating.
Oh.
But I think Dusty Baker is one of the greatest human beings I've ever met. And I do want him to win a World Series as a manager. So I'm kind of torn and trying to figure out, okay, what ticket can I cash and feel good about it? Newsflash, I really don't care. I just want to cash a ticket.
You know what's amazing about what you said, though, is yesterday I had the good fortune. We had Brent Musburger on with us yesterday. We were talking to Mattress Mac on Big Bets with Amal Shaw and myself. And just off, you know, just kind of kicking it with Brent for a minute, he mentioned Dusty, and he said, you know, he had the good fortune back in the day of doing Little League World Series with Dusty back in the 80s. And he said, to your point, one of the finest human beings. So for somebody noncommittal, and I can't root for the Phillies anyway as a Metropolitan fan, I hear those stories and I go, man, I want to root for that guy.
Right.
So like the cheating scandal of the Stros is legit, and I get it. If you're a fan out there, you don't want to root for the Stros, I get it. A lot of these guys are still on that team. You have every right to do it. But Dusty was not a part of that. Right, so you can't.
Oh, absolutely
really,
not.
We can't put Dusty in there.
Oh, if he was a part of that, then I would not be rooting for him.
Right.
Yes.
That is a long gone, not a long gone era, but it is different managers, different GM, right? Different everything, except for some of the players.
Yeah, I agree. But I I'm an avid cigar smoker now.
Yeah.
I guess they would call me an aficionado. I think it's the proper term.
So you go and you're snobby with it.
Yes. Oh, upscale, high end. Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, absolutely. Bougie, I think is the word the young
bougie
people use.
Bougie is what the kids say.
So 2004, I get to Arizona to play for the Cardinals. And one day where practice is over, Emmitt Smith says, hey, come take a ride with me. I'm not name dropping. Yes, I am. Shout out to my Hall of Fame friend.
Oh, my.
Emmitt Smith. And we end up at the Ritz-Carlton in Phoenix. And they had a cigar lounge in it at the time, and we were headed, and downstairs, unbeknownst to me, was Dusty Baker. And I've known him since, a good friend, great human being. I've never met anyone that dislikes him. So I am pulling for Dusty to actually win this World Series, his first as an actual manager. I think he won one as a player.
Yeah.
So as I look at this series, there are two ways that I'm going to approach it, Dave. One, I think with the amount of firepower on both lineups, I'm going to lean towards the overs in these games.
Okay.
And I do think that Houston ultimately wins the World Series, so I'm going to play two MVP futures on the Astros. I'm going to go Jose Altuve, who's been stuck in a slump. Some kind of way through.
14-1 for Altuve.
Yeah, some kind of way they went 7-0 with him not being able to hit the ball at all. But he is such a known commodity, a likable figure. If he gets hot, he has a shot. And also Jeremy Pena. I think Jeremy.
Rookie extraordinaire.
Yeah. I think Jeremy's got a shot. Because I do think, at least if I manage the Phillies, I would not let Yordan Alvarez beat us. I'd pitch around him. I wouldn't give him anything that he can even foul out of the park.
Well, you nailed it by the shortest price on the board for the Stros is Alvarez at plus 650.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think the pitching staff's gone. If there's one guy we're not going to let beat us,
we're not going to let him beat us,
it would be Alvarez.
Right.
So that would be the caution of playing the smallest odds on the board at plus 650.
And I didn't take Bryce Harper because, as I said, I think Houston wins the World Series. So the MVP is not going to come from the losing side.
No, if Barry Bonds didn't win it back when the G-Men lost, and I know you can say what you want about Barry, when he didn't win it that year against the Angels and he went nuts, you're not going to, this isn't going to be a Chuck Howley Super Bowl five scenario back in the day when the Cowboys lost the Super Bowl and still get the MVP. That just doesn't happen anymore, it seems like, in the world of sports. So don't look for the best player on the losing team. You got to find the winner. And that's why when you look at all the blue circles here in the first page of the odds to win MVP, it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. the top five betting favorites are going to be Stros with Bryce mixed in here at plus 650. Verlander at plus 950, rather. Valdez at 11-1. The reason why I'm hesitant about pitchers is kind of what I alluded to earlier. It's hard to find that you say, well, this guy's going to shove for his two outings. Eight shutout twice, mm-hmm. right? Because can you really affect you got to win four to win the whole thing. So really a starting pitcher, even though like I look at Wheeler at 17-1 and go, boy, Nola 16-1, Wheeler 17-1, really juicy numbers. But they got to win both their theoretical starts, and they got to be dominant in doing so because they only get two outings out of potential six or seven.
And I think when you have opinions, I think they should all align. And if you remember, I also mentioned that I'm leaning towards the over
right
in these games.
So you don't like the pitchers.
I just think the pitchers are really good, but I think both lineups have multiple guys. If you make any mistakes, mm-hmm. they can hit it out of the park. So this isn't the Cleveland Guardians who have to put four singles together to score a run. Like, both of these lineups can hit the long ball and have been hitting the long ball. And I also think there's some regression coming to that Houston bullpen. They've been phenomenal. I mean, they've gotten out of every jam. I mean, they when it comes to allowing runs, it didn't happen so far in the World Series. I think in baseball, everything regresses at some point. So I'm leaning overs in these games, but I do think the Astros win. So I took two non-pitchers on the Astros, Jose Altuve and Jeremy Pena. And I'm going to see if one of those guys can get hot and win me a World Series MVP future.
Do you think Altuve is going to have electronic devices hooked up underneath his jersey?
Well, if they let me cash the ticket and find out afterwards, I'm okay with it.
By the way, that's the greatest wives' tale out there. Like, nobody knows if that's true. Because if you remember when he hit the walk-off against the Yankees and he was, coming around the bases, and they were like, don't rip off my jersey. And it's like, the theory was he had, some, when they were cheating.
Right.
Fastball. Curveball.
Can
that really be true?
I have no idea.
But it's a great story myth to tell your kids about.
I wasn't any good at T-ball, so I know I wouldn't have been good when they're actually pitching off of a mound.
I'll tell you this. I made the All-Star team when I was 10, and I hit .222. I had the lowest batting average. What I didn't understand is when they did the brochure, why did you have to put the batting averages in there? I know I couldn't hit.
It's like Rhys Hoskins is my favorite hitter so far in the Major League Baseball playoffs. He's hitting sub 200. But when he hits a ball, I mean, it's awesome.
It's a different day and age that Rhys Hoskins can be, he's mashing,
oh,
and he's under two bills, and that's okay.
Right.
Nobody bats an eye anymore. By the way, the Yankees struck out, 50 times in four games?
Yeah, that was easy money. Outside of Aaron Judge, the Yankees haven't been real good. Let's just be honest.
Is he really going to – he's not going to go to the Dodgers, is he?
I'd go whoever has the biggest
– If he goes to the Dodgers, come on,
You can't become a billionaire leaving 100 on the table. So whoever's going to pay me the most. I heard it's the Giants. I heard the Giants really want Aaron Judge.
That's home for him.
Yeah.
When we come back, let's talk some college football, what we see ahead and what the King sees as some maybe playable numbers. Come on back on a Friday right here. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought In that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. All season long, Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for all of your football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com. Download the Bet Rivers app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week, Bet Rivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It is literally a whole new ballgame. Back here with Super Bowl champion quarterback Sean King. I am Dave Ross. Welcome back to Follow the Money. Mitch and Paulie, well-deserved day off. Let's get to the college football slate this weekend, my friend. Mm-hmm. And there are some games on tap today that we're going to get into and some on Saturday that have big-time implications. The one today, my first question is, why is BYU scheduling East Carolina? That seems very odd to me that we're going to get a team from Greenville go all the way to Brigham Young and take on the Cougs. By the way, Cougs are going to lay 3 in this one. High total here of 63. BYU, I think, is a team that we always think of defense first, but that has not necessarily been the case this year. What do you make of the side and total here, and what's happened to the Cougs?
I actually like BYU a little in this spot, except for the fact that I think they're banged up. They started the year off with a lot of expectations, blasted a poor USF team in the opener, but then the schedule got a little more difficult. They sneaked out a win versus Baylor in a game where I thought they were outplayed. And, you know, Arkansas, Liberty, Notre Dame, like, they've struggled recently. I'm probably not going to wager on this game, you know, just because I think for ECU, it could be a tricky spot. Huge home win in conference versus UCF, traveling to Provo. But I do think they have a bye the week after this, if I'm not mistaken, the East Carolina Pirates. But if you force me, I'll probably lean ECU in this game. I just think BYU's reeling right now.
And it has gone up here, again, from 3 to 3.5. So BYU's been taking some of that money. Normally that 3.5 line, you know that's where it's what the betting market's telling right. you to do there. So very interesting game there for BYU at home. And again, the total is now up even more, a little bit to 63.5 there. So some slight adjustments there. La Tech. Going to go to FIU, another high total here of 57. They're going to lay it on the road here, Louisiana Tech. They're going to lay 6. Are you thinking that the home dog could bark here?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know how they did it, but I think Florida International's kind of right at the season slightly. I mean, for them, 2-2 in their last 4 games. Mm-hmm. They got Will Healy fired at Charlotte. what I do is I make sure that you have a great feel for who's playing quarterback for La Tech. I've heard they got some injury concerns yeah. coming into this game. So if you're going to give me FIU points at home, not saying FIU some juggernaut or a good team, but I know La Tech's defense is terrible. So I wouldn't lay points with La Tech. If I forced me to play this game, I'd play FIU. Me, I'm going to enjoy my Friday. I'm not going to get involved in this because I don't want to have a bad taste in my mouth going into a wonderful slate on Saturday.
All right, so again, if you like FIU, you might sprinkle a little bit on the money line there, plus $1.95 as well. Let's get to that Saturday slate because it is rather intriguing. The one, I guess, I don't know how to evaluate Ohio State, what you've seen so far into the season here, right? But now they're going to lay it at Happy Valley. It was very Happy Valley last week as they ran roughshod over Minnesota. Give me a quarterback. They didn't have one last week, Minnesota Golden Gophers. So Penn State, a relatively easy victory. They did feel like they got the offense going a little bit there in that win. Now here comes Ohio State, and they're going to lay over 2 tutties here at 14.5, a high total of 60.5. Is there going to be any resistance from Penn State defensively to slow down those wide receivers in Stroud and company?
See, I actually think that Penn State's issues are lack of creativity on offense. You know, if you looked at the way they attacked Michigan, I mean, that was ridiculous. I don't know if there was a little league guy in the booth calling plays, but here's my issue. Happy Valley, one of the toughest places to play at night in a whiteout.
Right.
This game's at noon. Sleepy. You know, it kind of, if you think about LSU and their resurgence, Tennessee got a huge advantage. They played LSU 11 a.m. Fan base didn't have time to hydrate, weren't nearly as raucous of a crowd, crazy of an environment. I think the same thing was applicable here. I think this comes down to talent and play calling, and I give the edge in all three categories to Ohio State on offense and defense from a play calling standpoint and overall talent. So I think Ohio State covers this number. I could see them being up 10, scoring a touchdown to win by 17. So I think Ohio State gets it done.
Yeah, I'm with you. You normally you go, well, home dog, 14.5, Penn State, you know, highly ranked team. Before that loss to Michigan, it just feels...
Noon kick.
Yeah, I'm with you. It kind of feels like this is a spot for the Buckeyes here maybe to put up a number. That total, is it too low for you? Because I just don't know how you stop Ohio State when they're really clicking offensively.
I agree. But I also think pace of play plays in the totals, and Penn State's going to try and slow the game down.
Yep.
They're going to huddle up, and they're going to try and find a way to get it to the fourth quarter, hopefully, and it still be a two-score or less game. I don't know if it's going to work, but that's what they're going to try and do.
I think the game of the day, everybody knows, in college football is going to happen at the Carrier Dome. Syracuse is going to be hosting Notre Dame. I say that tongue-in-cheek because your co-host, Tim Murray,
huge Notre Dame fan.
Mr. Irish.
Yeah, one of my best friends is Marcus Freeman. Huge, huge game for Notre Dame.
It is. And I loved it when they were down at the beginning of the year because then I could text Tim and have fun and, you know, like poke the bear. I can't poke it this week because I actually think my team that I root for, Syracuse, coming from that neck of the woods, this is a dangerous spot for the Orange, weighing 2.5 at home.
Yeah, so... Me and Tim, we host a show from 3 to 6 Pacific, that's 6 to 9 Eastern, called Primetime. And every week we do our confidence picks. We've been killing it this year. Our upset play of the week, which is a double-digit or more dog to win outright. I am 6-1 on the season.
Wait. Double-digit dog to win outright. You're 6-1.
6-1.
Dude, where are the text messages for me?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
We can pull it up at some point. Maybe I'll
that is on fire.
Al Britton has emailed it to the guys here so they can show it. So we've been
Britton,
hot. This is not a double-digit dog. But this is one of my favorite plays at Notre Dame. Why? They own the ACC. Notre Dame 5-0 in their straight up and against the spread in their last five games versus ACC opponents. So, for some reason, they do extremely well on the football field versus this conference. I don't think anything changes here. Syracuse emotionally, from a priority standpoint, had a lot invested in last week's game versus Clemson, a game
should've
that they
should have
won. I hate to make excuses, but, man, they got reffed in the second half of that game.
Third forever.
Yeah, so... I don't think they bounce back emotionally. I think Notre Dame can shut down that run game. And Schrader's been prone to mistakes.
Yeah.
He's talented, but he does make mistakes. And Notre Dame will do just enough on offense. I think they went outright.
I don't want to get my card pulled in upstate New York. I played Notre Dame when they were 3. It's down to 2.5.
I think they went outright. I always take the points that they give them to me, but I always sprinkle a little bit on the money line.
If I get put on the witness stand and ask that question, I'll just plead the fifth. TCU... Horned Frog is going to go to Mountie and take on West Virginia this weekend. This feels like a trap, potentially, here for the Horned Frogs after their emotional comeback win last week. Now they're going to lay 7.5 on the road. High total of this one as well. What do you make of TCU? They for real? And for real enough, by the way, 68.5 is the total. Whew. But are you going to lay over a touchdown on the road against at Morgantown?
I actually like West Virginia in this spot. I'm a little queasy about playing it just because West Virginia's pass defense is abysmal. And Max Duggan is having a Big 12 Player of the Year type of season at quarterback for TCU under first-year head coach Sonny Dykes at this particular program. So, obviously, that offense fits him. They've been explosive, especially in the second half of these games. So, I can see a scenario where West Virginia covers this. It's a terrible spot for TCU. You think about their last stretch of games. What are we talking? They went to Kansas, had a difficult game.
Yeah.
I think it was Okie State. They came back from a huge deficit. They just had to come back from another deficit versus Kansas State. Granted, the Kansas State ended up on their third quarterback in that game, but TCU found a way to win it. So this is a tough scheduling spot for them. Now you go to Sleepy Morgantown, West Virginia team, not very good. People talking about firing Neil Brown. So you look on the other side of the equation, Neil Brown knows his job may depend on this game. So he's circled the wagons. West Virginia hadn't played well recently. They're going to overlook them. I think this is a fourth quarter game. I'd take West Virginia and the points. But because of Max Duggan, I do think TCU finds a way to win the game outright.
I got about a minute to go before I take a break. I want to get to the whatever they call it now. It used to be the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. I guess that's not PC. And I don't know what they call it anymore. Florida against Georgia. So this is a huge number. Bulldogs in the way, 22 and a hook. 56 and a half is the total.
If anything, I take the under.
Yeah?
Yeah, 22 and a half is not enough for me because I could easily see this being a 35-7 type game.
It feels a little short for Florida. The offensive struggles they've had here after their great start to the season with that win over Utah has not been the same. Let me sneak one more in very quickly. Cincinnati plus $1.05 on the money line at UCF. UCF's going to lay two against
not a big fan of Gus Malzahn and even less of a fan of Plumlee, the quarterback. Very one-dimensional. Cincinnati wins this. Come on, stop playing with them.
Luke Fickell, take that plus money if you can get it there. Still a plus $1.05. When we come back, Anthony Curtis is going to join us at the top of the hour. Who's Anthony Curtis? The guy that financially advises Mattress Mack to make some of those unbelievable wagers. We'll talk with Anthony next. When you come back with us, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.